Well, if you hear the term dark arts, you might think of one of the classes Harry Potter had to take at Hogwarts, but there's a real organization called Michigan Dark Arts, and they're putting on their third annual Dark Arts show and party this Saturday at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing. Here to tell us all about it is one of the creators of Michigan Dark Arts, Tisha King. Hi, Tisha.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Katty Jensen, general manager of the Avenue Cafe. Hello and welcome.
Hi there.
And musician Kale Sauter, who will perform at the event. Welcome, Kale.
Hello.
Tisha, how did Michigan Dark Arts get started?
Well, my boyfriend, he owns Eclectic Art Tattoo Gallery on Michigan Avenue, and he has a lot of dark artwork, so we had kind of a lot of artwork kind of building up at our house. So I'm like, we need to find a place to like showcase your art. Mm. So it just kind of spiraled out of that. So that's where we're at, is just asking more people to join us.
Talk to us about the dark aspect, though, of Michigan Dark Arts. What does dark signify? What does it mean in this context?
Well, it can encompass a lot of things, anything from like, you know, skulls and like, you know, just dark imagery to occult themes to maybe, you know, even some sexual content that maybe isn't, you know, suitable for the masses. But we give all those kind of arts just a place to be showcased.
Mm-hmm. Katty, how did you get involved?
Well, I've worked at the venue for a few years now, and I met Tisha on the first one that she put on.
Why do you enjoy hosting the event at the Avenue Cafe?
It's nice to see all the different diversity in the performers and clientele that we don't normally see that come, especially for the artwork and the bands.
Mm. Kale, your band is playing at the show. Tell us about your band, Cavalcade, here. Are they particularly suited to a dark arts concert?
I would probably say so. I mean, our music definitely touches on some darker themes and even the quiet stuff is a little, you know, spooky or whatever, but we played one of these before, but this being near Halloween, you know, we had some cool ideas for what we could do for this show.
So. Tisha, you're discouraging people of a particular age and younger from
yes.
not attending this? What's the cutoff?
18 and over,
oh,
for
okay.
sure.
18 and over. Give us more of an overview of what's going on here.
Well, we do have the art show that runs from October 1st to October 31st, and that is at the Avenue Cafe. We have our art open / Halloween party, which is Dante's Inferno themed, and that is October 15th. Doors are at 7, and the show starts at 8. And you'll find anything from bands to Michigan independent films are being shown. There's a burlesque performer. There's a drag performer. Bands performing. I mean, lots of vendors all selling spooky stuff, so there's something for everybody there.
I'm speaking with the co-creator of Michigan Dark Arts, Tisha King, also with Katty Jensen, general manager of the Avenue Cafe, and musician Kale Sauter. All are involved in the Michigan Dark Arts show and party this Saturday at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing. Kale, you've also been involved in organizing other bands to perform, I'm told. Can you tell us about some of the others who will be performing?
Sure, yeah. Some of the other bands that will be performing, we kind of decided to go for a bit of a theme with this one. Sean and Tisha had booked all the bands in the past, and then with this one, with it being so close to Halloween, we thought we might try something different and have all the bands play as other bands, you know, like a Halloween costume, but sort of like, you know, musically speaking. So we've got Cavalcade and other bands playing will be a band called Fisher King. We have members of other bands kind of combining to play as certain acts. So it'll be an eclectic night musically, but between us and then the other acts, Dead Hour Noise, Dastards, I'm drawing a blank on the last
That's
one.
That's okay.
Newcomers.
Yeah, the Hunky Newcomers as well will be
Mr.
playing.
Fox
the Hunky
Nights.
Newcomers.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll have some fun. Everyone's playing as someone else, and there will be costumes and everything. So,
Katty, with this Dante's Inferno theme, what kinds of costumes are you anticipating?
All kinds. Usually there's some pretty good Halloween costumes at the Avenue anyhow.
What are you going to dress up as?
I haven't actually considered it yet.
Oh.
I'm a pretty busy person, but I'm sure I'll find something.
Tisha, what about you?
Well, I've been hearing, because it is Dante's Inferno, people are like, what do you wear to a costume contest or a party like that? So I've just been telling people.
Something hellish.
Well, either come as, you know, a devil or Satan himself,
sure,
if you want. Or you could take it down and come as somebody that maybe belongs on one of the nine circles of hell. You know, I don't want to get political, but I have heard that someone is coming as Donald Trump, a.k.a. Greed. So I think it'll be a good time.
Expect to see any of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. There's an idea.
I hope so.
There's a costume idea for you. What's the appeal of this? Describe your personal connection to the dark art concept.
Well, for me, it's just kind of getting to know people and, you know, finding other people
that
are...
A different side of people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you think about, like, the arts that we display, a lot of times they aren't for the masses. So when you give those kind of arts a place to kind of, like, get together and do things, you know, as, like, a community, you really kind of draw people out of the woodwork, you know, where you wouldn't think a lot of people would be interested in, you know, the darker side of art, but they come out and they're really, really excited about
Some
it.
Like minds kind of get to a chance to network
yeah.
in an environment they wouldn't normally.
Yeah. So. Are the bands going to be in costume as well? Kale, is Cavalcade going to be in costume?
Yeah, we'll be in costume, and the bands will also be in costume. So we'll be in costume as The Cure, so expect wigs and whatnot. So,
yeah, Caddy, is this a more challenging night to manage at the Avenue Cafe than the average night? Or
It won't be at all. No, it'll be great.
Tisha, what's the reception been in the community? What feedback have you gotten from those who participate in these dark art shows?
Just outstanding excitement. People are just really excited to have something to belong to, because a few of our participants, you know, have kind of not found their way comfortably in the, you know, the, I would say, the mass art community. So, you know, they're really kind of excited to find their people. Mm. And I think that that will also kind of just kind of sprout, and, you know, we'll get more people involved in the future.
I've been speaking with the co-creator of Michigan Dark Arts, Tisha King, also with Caddy Jensen, general manager of the Avenue Cafe, and musician Kale Sauter. Have a good time this week. Great
Thank
to
you
have you here.
Thanks
Thank
for
you for being
us.
Here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.